I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. This is the Sports Club Podcast presented by Impact Media. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio as well and amazing listeners like you guys. Got a lot we're going to talk about. We're going to kind of recap all the games from last week. I'm going to tell you how I did on the picks. Hopefully you listened. I did pretty well. I'm going to pick this week's games. We're going to talk a couple little news and notes that have come up in the NFL this week. Just a couple things here. My kind of two cents on it as well. Talk a little Hawks, talk a little MLS, and then we will enjoy our Thursday evening. And just so everybody knows, it is we're recording this right at 8 o'clock. So before this game starts, I'm going to start with my picks from last week and then my picks this week. Because I don't want you guys to think I had an unfair advantage. Because one of the games we're picking this week is very much this Thursday game. Do a little house cleaning there. All right. Got that out of the way. All right. Let's start with those picks last week. Like I said, then we'll go through the games. Chicago at Philly. I told you to take Philly at home. That was a win. In the lone loss I had, and it was almost a technicality that happened, I told you to take Minnesota over Kansas City. Somehow the Chiefs won that game. Made me 1-1. But then I rebounded. I told you to take Carolina at home versus Tennessee. That was a win. I told you to take Baltimore over New England. I told you somebody was going to beat New England. And it was going to be Baltimore. I went 3-1 on the picks. Hopefully that helped you. Obviously, as I said on the college show earlier tonight, if you are betting, hopefully you're doing it responsibly and legally. You know, we live in the state, Georgia, here, where it is illegal, I believe, for the most part, to make bets, open wagers on games like that. So hopefully you're going to a legal place to place your wagers, and good luck. Now tonight, like I said, let's start. Because the first game I'm picking out of the gate is the L.A. Chargers versus the Oakland Raiders. The one that is, they are suited up. They should be kicking off within 5 or 6 minutes. I'm going to tell you right now, I am taking the L.A. Chargers. I think the Raiders are going to put up a good fight, but I think this is going to, 27-24, somewhere in there. Take the Chargers, even on the road, because these Thursday games, early games, you always take the team. Or a lot of times it's the team you don't expect. Honestly, either one of these teams, I think it's 50-50. But at this point, I just think the Chargers are going to be able to figure Gruden out and figure this out. The Atlanta Falcons are going to be at the New Orleans Saints. I think you know where I'm going with this. Go with the Saints. Matt Ryan may or may not play. Depending on the injury, I think he was not on the field yesterday. It may have just been a routine day off. But take the Saints, who might be in the top three best teams in the league right now. The L.A. Raiders are going to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Now, I found out James Conner may not play earlier today. It may alter kind of what I'm thinking here. I think you take go ahead and take the L.A. Rams. Because I think Pittsburgh's going to do good, but without that running attack of James Conner to help keep them off balance, I think the Rams are going to somehow find a way to do this one. And lastly, just like last week, I told you that the Patriots were going to lose, and it was going to be Baltimore who did it. I'll tell you right now, The Seattle Seahawks are at the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers being the lone undefeated team in the league right now. I'm going to tell you right now, you take Russell Wilson on the road. Got Josh Gordon. Got a dinged up ankle. I think he's going to be okay. DK Metcalf is going to play as well. But take the Seattle Seahawks. Took a bunch of road dogs in this one, just like I did in college. So, to recap, take the Chargers tonight in Oakland. Take New Orleans at home versus Atlanta. Take the Rams in Pittsburgh. And take the Seahawks in San Francisco. That's just the way I see those there. Now let's go through some of these games. Obviously since we did last week's show on a Friday or Saturday, it was a Saturday actually, we already told you about the 49ers picking up their victory on Thursday Night Football, 28-25 over Arizona. Arizona did show a lot of promise, but Jimmy G had four touchdowns and his best day yet as a pro. Then we had Houston with the big win, 26-3 over Jacksonville. The Texans are just right back surging again. You can apparently kick them in the eye, and they still rebound. And Deshaun Watson's got them playing on a different level. I keep saying as good as J.J. Watt is, and hey, if I get the opportunity, I want him on the field on my team, but you don't necessarily need him to make that defense go. I keep saying it's Whitney Merciless is the major cog in that machine. You know, they keep the Jaguars 3 points without J.J. Watt. Just saying. Indianapolis was in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh takes the 26-24 victory. With about a minute to go, Adam Vinatieri missed a field goal that would have put them ahead by one. If you look, it was a bad snap. It was a bad hold. The laces were actually to him. But as Pat McAfee, his former teammate, even said, even backwards like that, you could still kick it a different way and make that adjustment. And Adam didn't make that adjustment. So it was a bad kick and he missed. Those kinds of things happen. I do think this is going to be Adam Vinatieri's last. I think it's going to be his last season. He's definitely a Hall of Famer, no matter what. One of the best kickers of all time. But I just feel like it's finally getting to him a little bit. In a game, I told you to take the Philadelphia Eagles at home. They won 22-14 over Chicago. Chicago just can't score points on offense. Plus, the Philly defense did pretty good. This was kind of their get right game, because the Bears' offense wasn't going to score more than about 14, 15 points anyway. So the fact that Philly could come out and put 22 on the board, it kind of gets them back on track as they chase down my beloved Cowboys. Miami, 26-18 over the Jets. Now, you'd think, well, what's Miami doing? But in talking to the big Miami fans that I know, including Corey Barney. Remember, he did some guest picks earlier this year. He said, Gase is a clown. We can't let that clown beat us. So he thinks these are revenge games that Miami is doing against the Jets. And, Fitzpatrick was able to help Miami to give Adam Gase a loss. And a lot of people say Adam Gase could be one and done up there. I'll be honest, starting to look that way. Never know. You never know what's going to happen that way. But if I had to take a guess, there could be a vacancy up there. There could actually be two vacancies, but I don't think the Giants come off of Shermer right now. The Chiefs, I told you to take Minnesota in this game, but the Chiefs with a 26-23 victory. Butker bails out the Chiefs late. He had a field goal late to put them ahead. And they pick up the victory. They are they're still pretty strong, solid team, but they are skimming by, waiting on Mahomes to come back, which could be this week, could be next week. If I was them, I would pick and choose, because they're going to be okay until, in the next couple of weeks. Carolina 30, Tennessee Titans 20. Remember I told you to take Carolina in this one. Kyle Allen just continues to push Cam out the door. I think Cam is now officially on the IR. He is done for the year. So it is Kyle Allen's team. And they can save $19 million by cutting Cam Newton now, or by cutting him in the offseason. So, that's better than trading him. I would just cut him free and clear, let him go wherever he's going to go. Now, before we get back in these other games, that's going to lead me to this story. What is Cam's future? That's why today's episode is called Future Considerations. Because between Cam's future and the second story I'm going to get into in a minute, a lot of people say, a lot of people say Chicago. I don't think they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna take. Chicago's not gonna take that risk, because if they give Cam a bunch of money on like a 3-year deal, and it doesn't work out initially, then it's then they're just in a worser tank. They're or not a tank, but they're just in a worse position than they were than they are right now. Let me throw some teams out here though, some things I'm thinking. You got a team playing tonight in the Oakland Raiders that, if Gruden's not sold on Derek Carr being the guy moving forward in Vegas, what better available potential available quarterback to take to Vegas to lead your team than Cam Newton, where he can dress however he wants, he can act however he wants, and it should work. So, Oakland, Las Vegas, that's just one I'm throwing out there. I also think Denver, he plays pretty good in cold weather. Denver out there, it's it could buy another year for the younger guys they got, and also he may could actually make some things happen. Now, I don't know that he would choose to go there, just because I don't know how ready they are to win. I think they're going to start losing some pieces here and there because they can't pay them all. But also keep in mind that if he doesn't like the way Carolina is handling things, which they're actually handling it as textbook and by the book as you can, but if he gets a little sour about it, what's to say Bruce Arians doesn't give him a call and say, "Why don't you come down and be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer?" We're moving on from Jameis Winston. And what Cam could do, he could rehabilitate the back half of his career. He's only 31. He could rehabilitate and just totally flip the script on the last few years. And Bruce Arians could might turn him back into just a star again. So there's teams I throw out. The Oakland slash Las Vegas Raiders, the Denver Broncos, but I put them at the bottom of the list, or Tampa Bay. What's to say he doesn't? I mean, because he won't have to move far. He could actually stay in Carolina if he wanted to. But that is what it is. Let's see. Did I already talk about that team? Nope. Okay, it's coming up. All right. Washington 9, Buffalo 24. Buffalo's defense and offense, they're really starting to heat up. Josh Allen is a better than average quarterback, and their defense is definitely no joke. I mean, you got to think if they held Washington to 9 points, they'd hold most other people to about 14. And last time I checked, 24 to 14, still a victory. Watch out for Buffalo. Buffalo could be one of those teams that sneaks up, snags a wild card. They're not going to beat the Patriots for that division, but if they sneak up and grab a wild card, they could disrupt somebody in that wild card weekend and really put a wrench in their plans. Tampa Bay 34, Seattle 40. Wilson has a career high 5 touchdown passes, and he once again bails out the team. Having Josh Gordon is going to make it just ridiculously sick, because that defense is starting to come around. Seattle is another team keep an eye on. If they find their way in the playoffs, boy, they could really, really disrupt some stuff. Let's see, where was that? There we go. Oakland 31, Detroit 24. Oakland finds a way to get the victory there. Just a bizarre ending where Detroit is driving. They get close to the goal line, and Oakland actually calls timeout to stop the clock. Somehow, a couple of the better offensive players, I believe a couple of the wide receivers for Detroit, start heading into the locker room. Shortly thereafter, they run a like three or four tight end set at the last second to try to get a touchdown, and they don't get it. So Detroit gets the loss there. Oakland gets the win. It gave them momentum swinging into tonight's game. Let's see. Green Bay 11, LA Chargers 26. The Chargers, remember, they can be good. And they shut down a Green Bay team that just never could get out of the blocks. Once again, they come in with a lot of momentum, knocking off Green Bay like this, coming into tonight. That's why, apparently, me and Michael Strahan are the only people picking the Chargers tonight. So, you know, take that for what it is. Looks like they're honoring some veterans and some other things during the show. That's always fantastic. But trust me and Strahan on that. Speaking of the Chargers, this weird rumor surfaced. Somebody put it out there. Clearly it was not the head of the Chargers organization, Spanos, who had a expletive response to people saying that the Chargers could move to London. He said, absolutely not. We're in L.A. L.A.'s our town. I'm paraphrasing because I'm not going to use the choice words he did. But no, he absolutely forcefully said no. He didn't even address the rumor. He just said, no, we're not doing that. But if the Chargers were to move out of L.A., let me just throw this out there. London is not, logistically, it makes no sense. The place, there's two places that the Chargers could move to that the fan bases are already ready to embrace a team on top of they could stay in the division and it wouldn't really mess anything up. And that's St. Louis and Oakland. We know the Raiders are moving out. We know they'd still love to have a team there. We know the Rams moved out of St. Louis. We know they'd still love to have a team there. That would be the places I would eye with, I don't know, I think Oakland may be the bigger market. I think St. Louis is a little more passionate because it's medium market as far as NFL is concerned. But he said they're not moving. I agree with him. I don't think they're moving. If they did, that's the cities I would target. Cleveland 19, Denver 24. The Browns are just crashing as somehow the Broncos find a way to pull off this victory. I don't know. It's the Browns come in with so much hype that initially they couldn't live up to the hype, and then they went on a pretty good run. The back half of their schedule is a lot better on paper than the front half was, so they should be able to get a few more victories. This should have been one of them, but hey, Denver had more of their act together than Cleveland did, so they get the victory. In a game I told you absolutely about, Ravens 37, Patriots 20. Yeah, it was. It stayed at about an arm's length like that. The Ravens show that the Patriots can be beaten, and they showed them how to do it. I'm not going to sit up here and talk strategy with you. You saw the game. You see the score. They tend to know how to beat the Patriots. And just think about this. If both these teams finish with the same record, the Ravens hold the tiebreaker. They would get the higher seed in the playoffs, including a potential home game. Again, a repeat of this game. Anytime you can take a game out of Foxborough, you're doing yourself a favor. Probably a lot of people a favor. And then lastly, Dallas 37, New York Giants 18. This was the Monday night game. No such luck for the Giants. And yes, I use those words just like that because it was, what, 9-3 or 12-3 or something like that, Giants. And then a black cat makes an appearance. No, it wasn't the black cat sitting next to me right now who's asleep. A black cat comes out and runs around, disrupts play for about a minute or so, and then safely runs back into the stadium somewhere after a nice security lady motions towards the doorway, and the cat goes right there. That's all you got to do. Tell the cat where it needs to go. But from there on out, it was all Dallas, and the Giants just couldn't figure out what in the world was going on. Big win for Big D there. Hawks are kind of they look really good. They're playing without John Collins, who was suspended for 25 games for violating the substance policy. He took some sort of not necessarily a PED, but he took some sort of enhancement that you can't take, and he got buzzed for those 25 games. In response to that, the Hawks went out and beat the Spurs 108 to 100, and then just last night they lost to the Bulls 113 to 93. Hey, they're scoring almost 100 points a night. That's loads better than they were last couple years. And like I said, I really like this team. Trae Young is emerging as a potential star in this league. He knows how to score. He knows how to dish. He's a good playmaker. He is a good pivot point. You got Cam Reddish out there. You got Vince Carter still throwing down. You know, these pieces, as they get better, they haven't played together more than a couple games now. Give them about 8, 10 more games, and we're going to really see what this team's all about. And I'm all on board, all excited. You guys know for about 2 years now, I'm all in with the Hawks. Can't wait to go. I'm gonna try to go to a game sometime this year, and you guys should too. I think we're doing ourselves a disservice by not going to Hawks games. We should go support this team because they are going to do some real, real special things. Talk MLS a little bit. We are down to the final. And the MLS final is the Seattle Sounders versus Toronto FC. This game is going to be Sunday at 3 p.m. on ABC. Not sure why they want to go head to head with football, but I can't lie, I'll be flipping back and forth a little bit. Toronto knocked off Atlanta, and Seattle knocked off, I don't remember, Vancouver maybe? No, it wasn't Vancouver. It was LAFC maybe? Maybe so. But Seattle, this is like the third time in the last 4 or 5 years that they've been in the final. They are a very, very well-rounded, great team. They always are. They're still on a big rush. Don't count United out. Atlanta United, they'll be back in it next year. There's the rumor of the potential Nagbe trade. There's going to be some roster changes. For one, you can't pay everybody. And two, you brought in so many special transfers here and there that a couple of them are going to go back to their original teams. But, you know, and then you got this Toronto team that knocked off Atlanta. And they've got guys that can shoot from the outside of the box. And they got guys that could tap them in, too. So we will just have to see how that goes. If I had to put a guess on it, I like a lot of things Seattle does, but what would I like to see? I'd like to see Toronto win this. So I'm going to say Toronto in this one. I'm going to say 2-1. But pretty much ran through everything there. That's pretty much going to do it for us. That's everything that I wanted to get to, and hopefully everything you wanted to listen to. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Falcons. All the shorties in the club.